Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we jump into it with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner in the wings right now. Ellen, big doings by the Supreme Court. Obviously, a lot of people talking about that. The fact that the Supreme Court is backing the power of the states pretty much to ban affirmative action. I can only imagine the reaction, I guess, again, in Washington. What's it been like?
Well, basically, yes. They have decided to. This was a Michigan referendum, and the Supreme Court went six to two, because Elena Kagan had, I think, worked on this, so she had to recuse herself. The other two women on the court were the two. They obviously believe that this is wrong and wrote a pretty stinging response, but that's what it is. It was a decision. That's the law at this point. You can pay attention to the law there and therefore have no special privileges on affirmative action.
Wow. I think it's shocking to a lot of people, though, that fought for the whole affirmative action thing. And then, of course, you know this. You see how the pendulum swings too far in one direction, and then ultimately it ends up in the laps of the robes, and, you know, here we go. I think there
could
be...
Right, and we learned that in fourth grade social studies.
That's right. We did learn about that pendulum. All right, so the president was out and, of course, talking about the mudslide victims and how the country was thinking about all of you, is what he said, and who have been through this tragedy. It was just terrible what happened there. And he's saying he vows to stand by them. So what does that mean, and how much comfort did that give?
Well, I think it means that they're going to stand by them in terms of trying to give some reparation kind of money, trying to figure out what to do in terms of rebuilding, all of that kind of thing. Obviously,
yeah.
You can't bring back the loss of somebody who has died.
Yeah, no, obviously not. No kidding about that. When we toss around a couple of different things on the day, you know, obviously the affirmative action, which we already talked about, the president and some of what he had to say to the mudslide victims, the families, that kind of stuff. The other thing that we talk about here in America Tonight, and you're talking about in D.C., is what's going on with the Ukraine and the fact that what role are we going to play in this? And Jay Carney gets pummeled every day. The White House press secretary with questions. Do we have anything new?
It is fun to watch him get pummeled on this issue because he doesn't really have any answers. But, yes, in terms of Ukraine, it looks like Vice President Biden was there for 2 days. He has offered $50 million to help them with the elections, and some of that is going to go to voter education, whatever that is. But they're trying to get a real democratic process there. And, of course, Russia thinks they have a democratic process, but they really have a dictator in terms of Mr. Putin. But in any case, this is what has happened. And we're just going to see Jay Carney's basically saying he urges Ukraine to sort of tamp down on or Russia to tamp down on taking over buildings, and that there would be real problems if they didn't. In other words, increased sanctions.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening, I guess.
All right, you too. Hey, have fun in London. What are you going to London for?
I'm going to London for a board meeting and dinner at the House of Lords. You're welcome to come on the 22nd of May.
Lucky you. You are just everywhere. You're like Waldo.
I am.
All right, Ellen. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
So, well, one of the things we talked about there, the Ukraine, U.S. Army paratroopers are arriving in Poland. Why are they there, you say? Well, of course, think of how close. That's to start a series of military exercises in four different countries, in fact, across Eastern Europe to kind of bolster the whole Allied response in the wake of Russia's annexation of the Crimea Peninsula, of course, last month, which is what we were just talking about there with Ellen, the response to what's going on in the Ukraine. So, should we give weapons to the Ukrainians? You know, what should we do? The VP, Joe Biden, to the rescue. Come on. Biden says Russia has to stop talking and start acting, but all we're doing is throwing a bunch of rhetoric out and not pressuring Putin at all. After everything that's happened, I think one of the strangest things is okay, a month ago, even 6 weeks ago, the line in the sand thing, in a way, comes up. And the president says, you know, that we're not going to stand by idly. We're not going to do this kind of stuff. I mean, of course, it was all about weaving the right words in, but we're back in that same situation as Americans wondering, well, okay, so what do you think the response should be? And how weak do we look? 1 second we're saying, you better not, we're coming in. And Putin just really basically flips us the bird. I mean, pretty much that's what's happening. So you can look at it and say, well, you know what? Let Russia do what Russia's going to do. If they're going to eat up the Ukraine, so be it. Because how can we arm Ukrainians when it's like jibber-jabber? We don't know who's in charge. They don't have an election until the 25th. What's really going to emerge from the election process? Or no, we're about democracy. We're about voting. We're about people having the preservation of their rights in other places to democratically exercise that vote. Do we want people in the world to play somewhat on our team, or do we allow Russia to do what it's doing? And the problem is, we're already in this. You know what? We're already in the middle of this, but the confusion, I think, is it, for the Ukrainian side of this, is you're either supporting the Ukrainians who are not pro-Russia, or you're not. You're either in this or you're not. You know, it's like you can't be a little bit pregnant. I think that's what the problem is. There's not a lot of gray area left anymore in the world. And as far as foreign policy is concerned, we're either in this somehow to help the Ukrainians, or we're not really helping them at all. And gingerly dancing around whatever it is that Putin does. Classic example is Putin takes in Ed Snowden, knowing the United States desperately wants to prosecute Snowden, wants him to dare to come back on U.S. soil after spilling all of those NSA secrets, right? So Putin just allows and said originally, hey, you can't talk about, no, we do not stand by revealing secrets of the United States. And yet Snowden has done a ton of interviews now. It doesn't even matter. They're just mocking us at this point. And it's a series of things that have happened. I mean, you know, you could say Ed Snowden in one way is a hero because, hey, he lifted the veil, the shroud over the NSA. But I'm just specifically talking about Putin's response to taking in Snowden and then to throwing it back in the United States' face. And this is what we're getting. I mean, pretty much, what's our relationship with Russia right now? Why don't you go through your collection of Tom Clancy novels and pull out The Sum of All Fears? Because we're somewhere close to that. And I don't think it's a slight exaggeration. Either we're stepping into it or we're not to help the Ukraine. And what's left of the Ukraine? How many of the people in the Ukraine want to stay as Ukrainians united with their own government versus hooking up with Russia? And therein lies also part of the problem. We've just scratched the surface. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, paratroopers, U.S. troops headed to Eastern Europe trying to quell the fears of our allies. Is that enough? Is that the right response? 855-266-5283. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on your bus.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're kicking back and enjoying the midweek view, is what I call it. And the midweek view, a lot of times, especially with everybody away from the hen house, meaning Congress, is the view of what it's going to look like as we get closer to 2016. Who is going to be hearing Hail to the Chief as they trail onto a stage somewhere? The end of Barack Obama's two-year hold on the presidency. Will it be a Republican? Will it be President Hillary Clinton? So another candidate is out there lurking. John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says he's continuing to really think about a run in 2016. He's been asked that before. In fact, we've talked to John Bolton at a couple of different events that were put on by Talk Radio News, our pals Ellen Ratner and whatnot. And Bolton says the door's not closed. I'm focusing on what's going to happen. I want to see what else is out there, who else is out there, if there are candidates who can seriously address national security issues. And Bolton says he's not impressed by Obama's handling of national security, doesn't believe that Commander-in-Chief's foreign policy has been effective. I was just talking about the Ukraine and the problem of being in the gray area too much. And he says the same thing. He doesn't say gray area, but he says he's weak when it comes to the Middle East and Russia. So we elected a president in 2008 who had no, zero, zip, nada national security experience. So Bolton is pushing that because that would be what he would try to run on, the fact that he did the whole United Nations thing, so look at me, here I am, I know how to play this game. I mean, it is true, the problems in confronting Vladimir Putin is not going well. It's making a couple of other Baltic Republic members in NATO a little bit uncomfortable, like Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. Because Putin looks like a shark, like he's just ready to take a bite out of anything that gets in his way, and it doesn't look like anything can stop him. So Bolton will push on that button. If he decides he's going to run, that is his calling card. Foreign policy, here's what I think, here's what I know, blah, blah, blah. And that's what he'll run on. It's interesting because Rand Paul, who some consider to be certainly in the top four on the short list for president in 2016, Rand Paul says a politician can have too much experience. He says first term, he says sometimes a first termer, or actually in his case, he's a first term, you know, Republican senator. When people ask him about not having enough experience to seek the presidency, he says that I think that over long periods of time, people lose their zeal for change in Washington and they become part of the system. And, you know, there is some truth to that. There is some definite truth to that. He was in Chicago, and this was after a Chicago school choice forum where he was quoted all over the place by the Chicago Tribune. And he said he doesn't normally or doesn't want to necessarily respond to former GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole, who last week dismissed Paul and fellow Republican senators Rubio and Ted Cruz as first termers and saying they don't have enough experience yet, that you need somebody who has more experience. And so, of course, Paul says it's not great to be a career politician. It's not a positive thing always when it comes to running for higher office. And in his defense, what he shoots back is, I was a physician, I was a doctor, then I was a U.S. senator. You know, do you need to be a state legislator and a mayor and all those things before you're in the U.S. Senate? In some ways, yes or no. Career politicians, do they get beat down by the system? And are you part of the system that you can't even see around it because that's what you do? You're in the middle of it. I think there is some truth to that. But the problem is you have to go by the person. Because to me, that was the problem with Barack Obama. Even if you took Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton experience-wise, think of Obama with all of the language, the flowery language, the great way to appeal to crowds, but only a freshman senator, and then before you know it, boom, he's president. And that's kind of treacherous territory, too, for Paul. Because as much as he wants to criticize the president, you can't completely annihilate Obama, then turn around and say, well, you should vote for me because I have the same amount of experience. I'll end up having a little more experience than he did. You can't smash him and then turn around and say, I'm running for president, and I have an extra year under my belt by the time all that happens. I think you got to go by the person. What do they stand for? What is the platform? What do you think they can initiate? What do you see happening down the lane? Who do you think needs to represent America? And here's the deal. A good president is a delegator. A good president has a strong cabinet. And if somebody turns out to be a bad choice, they can get rid of that person. One of my biggest criticisms that I see with Obama is, boy, if you're his friend, you're his friend. So that's a good thing because he's a loyal person. He hangs on to people. And if the nation is pounding on the door and furious about something that's happened, if he has to rearrange the deck chairs, he'll do it. And he's done it. Susan Rice is a great example of that. I think Holder's a liability now, but begging Holder to stay on. And very few people, nobody, gets the boot from Obama land. And I think if you make that tough call and the buck stops with you, it might even be someone that's been in your background for a long time. If it's not the right fit, ultimately, even when you're already going down the road, you need to make the change. Who's ever your education person, who's ever in some of these key roles, who's ever your Health and Human Services director, I'll call them. All those people. It's about having strong cabinet members in the positions you need them to be in to be able to advise you when some catastrophe happens or to avert a catastrophe. How key is that? And then the relationships with Congress, because they're the lawmakers. If anything's going to get through, if anything's going to make sense, you've got to have meetings and have some sway with the people on the Hill to make the needle move. Otherwise, you don't make the needle move. Strength when it comes to people who can advise on foreign policy and absorb every single thing that's happening, which is incredibly tough. That's why you have to be a good delegator. It is not humanly, even if you're super, super smart, it is not humanly possible to absorb all the information, the thousands of pages of reports each and every day, be of sound mind and body, and be the leader of the free world. At some point, you got to get the cliff notes. Hopefully you get the right cliff notes, and the only way that you do that is by having the right people around you. So when you think of, when I think of who would I want to be president, I want to see how they flex the muscle of the people around them. Who are the people that most likely they'll bring into the game in D.C., either people that are established that are there or other people? That's what I want to see. What would it look like from that point of view? Where is their stance on foreign policy? How do they stand on immigration and health and key issues that are going to continue to face us year after year after year with an aging population? How about the person who can be exposed and say, yeah, we made a mistake. When was the last time you heard "I made a mistake" come out of a president's mouth? Well, we've had a few. I did not have sex with that woman. Even Obama has done a mea culpa or two, but only a few. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If something happened, the intel was incorrect, whatever the information, whatever the play was, to actually say, geez, we can't, you know, I muffed that. The buck stops with me. I got the advice. I made the call. And, you know, I needed to call something else. Coming up, we talked about it a little bit at the top. The Supreme Court, with a major opinion, not necessarily a surprising one when it comes to affirmative action based on a previous ruling, of course, as far as other courts go. We're talking about that next with a top lawyer in the United States.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Some of what I've seen growing up in Philadelphia and taking trips to Washington and recently taking the show to Washington, some of the amazing memorials and monuments that are there. None, I think, more important and none that will just make you stop dead in your tracks as you read the names than the Vietnam Veterans Wall, for sure. And remember when that wall was built and remember what that was like. And when you go, you'll be, I think, really pleased to see some of the people who are there just absorbing the names and whatnot. Well, we have with us on the show, he's in our virtual green room, Jan Scruggs. He's Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund founder and president. And you have to go back to this group back into the late 70s that was started by Mr. Scruggs. And what an organization. Wait to hear what they're doing now, something that's getting ready to take place coming up on May 24th, the reading of the names. And I can only imagine what that will be like starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. But he's going to explain all of this to us. Jan Scruggs, thanks again for coming on America Tonight.
Sure.
I want to take you back for a second and tell me what it was like for you once that whole wall was up, constructed, the whole thing. What was that like for you when you really first absorbed that?
Well, I was just sort of your average guy and I decided that I would sort of try to build a national memorial in Washington, D.C., not realizing how difficult it was to do that. but was able to do it in 3 years. But it's quite amazing being able to achieve anything big, and that was a pretty big thing to achieve, and it was the work of many people, of course.
So after that goes up, and as I mentioned, there is something about seeing the people. You can tell that they've lost people, or they're just in awe of all the names and thinking about it. But for you, I can only imagine you probably heard from a lot of families. And what was that like? I mean, that had to be interesting to hear the stories, I would think, from the families.
Well, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is a very interesting place for people watching and for having sort of casual conversations with people, because there are a lot of individuals who come there who do have friends and family members who are actually engraved on the wall. And you may be interested to know that we have over 400,000 items that have been left at the memorial, and quite an extraordinary and unprecedented sort of thing to happen. And this will be part of this education center we're going to be building near there eventually.
Yeah, so tell us about that. You're raising money to build the education center at the wall, right? And what are some of the things that we'll hear about or your dream is for the education center?
Well, we've got 10 years of planning into this, so it's pretty much nailed down. This will be a display of really America's legacy of service, beginning in 1775 when we were fighting the British all the way through the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. All these veterans will be honored. The idea of serving your country is what's really being honored here. And the items that will be in this sort of museum will include some of the 400,000 items left at the wall, because to serve in Vietnam, it was really hard to do that back then. A lot of us were treated very badly when we returned. It was a very difficult war. Didn't turn out very well. So to serve there, it really took a little bit of an extra effort for most people. So we did it anyway, and now it's our turn to honor these veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mentioned this briefly, saying you were going to do the deal with the reading of the names on May 24th, and that it would start in the morning at 9, and I guess finish at 6 o'clock or sometime around then, Eastern time. Tell us about that. Who's reading the names, how you're doing that, because you've got like 6,800 names, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Your vast list in the audience can actually take part in this. They can actually read names at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Just go to our website, buildthecenter.org. But essentially, look, these people have been, Americans have been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. We've lost 6,800 killed. About over 30,000 have been wounded seriously. This has been a real war for these guys and women now, too. They've really sacrificed a lot. And most of us in this country, we haven't even been inconvenienced by it. But this is a time for us as a nation to pay tribute to these veterans, some of whom are struggling, and a way to do that symbolically is to read their names, and we're going to do that on the mall. We have great support from many important American political leaders and from people like Jimmy Buffett and others. It's really exciting thing, so we hope that many people will join in. Many of the veterans are coming to take part in this, as well as the survivors, husbands, daughters, wives, and husbands.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, from your own service, and as you relate that, you mentioned that and talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, do you think that there is sort of a kindredship between the people who served in Vietnam and those that served in Iraq and Afghanistan, or really could that be any military person who served in any of our wars?
I think, you know, a lot of us who served in the Vietnam War, if you talk to these youngsters coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you'll find that their fathers or mothers were military veterans during the Vietnam era. But for us, the bigger issue is we have to make sure that what happened to us doesn't happen to these veterans. So events like this, to bring attention to them and the needs of the, you know, the living veterans, not just the ones who gave their lives, these are things that keep their issues alive. So we're determined to do this and to do it right, and we've got a lot of great support.
Yeah, and in that support, as you know, you talk about it, and we'll tell everyone where to go, and looking at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and this education center that you're talking about, as you said, it's taken a decade, and you're piecing it all together, and some of the interesting things that you intend in putting in there, one of them is the wall of faces. Is that important? Because then there's like, okay, now this is, you know, this is how many people we're talking about, but here's the actual wonderful face of the person that, you know, we lost that served. Was that the idea behind that?
Yes, it's really important to put a face with a name. When you go to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, you see this big sea, like an ocean of names there. But many times people will come and they'll leave a photograph next to the wall. And when you take the photograph and hold it right next to the name, it's a very different experience to your psyche. So in the Education Center, we're going to show the photographs of the fallen, from the Vietnam War. There are 58,000, and we now have about 34,000 of the photographs. We need more, so go to buildthecenter.org if you can help. And once per hour inside of the Education Center for about 5 minutes, we're going to show the photographs of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan. So this will really sort of serve as their place that they will come to be part of this education center. So that's one reason we're working so hard to get this done.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, we're talking about Iraq, we're talking about Afghanistan, of course, Vietnam, but also the education center. I mean, you're talking about honoring everybody who's basically served, from, if we go way back in our history, to Bunker Hill, right?
Yeah. It's a place to honor service, duty, good values like courage and honor, service, and it will honor America's legacy of service that throughout the nation's history, a really small percentage of the public has been willing to fight in our nation's wars. And these people need to be remembered, not just because they were brave and many of them died, but because they preserved the nation. And right now, you know, we have troops who are under fire in places like Afghanistan, and we have troops who were fighting the other day in Yemen, going after terrorists who wanted to blow us all up, apparently,
yeah,
and successfully did this operation. But these people should be honored. This is a place to do it. But we're not building a military recruiting center or anything like that. The purpose of this is to elevate the idea of serving your country, not just in the military, but serving on in a larger sense in your local communities. The idea of service, of giving something back instead of just being self-absorbed, is much of what we're doing with this.
Wow, what a great sentiment. What a perfect way to end this. And tell everybody, you want to read names, you can sign up at www.thevmfez.org to remember, and you can help with the Education Center. Jim, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight with me, KDD. How you doing out there in all of my favorites, the flyover states, to the great state of Texas, Missouri, and everywhere in between? Let's face it, we live in a great country, don't we? We're just trying to hang on to that great country. That's why it's interesting to see the eeny, meeny, miny, moe of who are the Republicans gonna let go? Because not everybody is gonna make it onto that final stage for the GOP, and it is so key, and I've said this a couple of times, that we don't see a beauty pageant. We're trying to get Rens Priebus to come on the show, and I think he will in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to him about what's the strategy, what's going on behind the scenes, what's coming up for the convention, and really looking at the Democrats and what the Republicans are trying to do, at least strategy-wise, this time around. Dan is listening to us, speaking of the great state of Texas there. So let's head out to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Katie?
What's on your mind?
Well, now, that's a good question. The plane. No, we'll say that for a little bit.
Oh.
We have a deal here in Callahan County, Texas, over at our county seat in Baird, where the pictures of all the fallen that fought in World War II and Korea and Vietnam are honored on the wall with their picture. And this is a very patriotic area. These are all fallen people that served our nation to preserve our freedoms that we enjoy today, which is, as we know, are trying to be usurped by this no-good person that is in the White House at the present time. Anyway, he can try to sabotage us, he will. And I look for some dirt to come up before long, because every time he goes on vacation, that's when the other shoe falls. Yeah. And the other thing I was going to talk about is this is just really a tragedy. They should have lifted that ship right away before it even sank over there in Korea, got those cranes in there and got them up, because there were probably still some air pockets before it went under. They might have just put the final nail in the coffin of all those poor kids. And it really bothers me that so many young people have been just wiped off the face of the earth by pure stupidity. That's one thing that's bothering me.
No, I agree with you. You know, it's sick, Dan, and even trying to recover the bodies is so difficult for these divers. They have like an hour's time where they can't even see, where the current is slow enough that they can actually get in there, because it's really the cafeteria area, go all the way down and under and pull the bodies out. So it's even difficult. And they, Dan, it's like a race. There's like 500 of them at once that swoosh go down and try desperately to get as many up as they can.
That's why I say they should have brought in those cranes and lifted it up immediately.
Yep, yep.
You know, but hindsight is always the worst. And so I think that's what's going to happen now, but we're talking tonight about how some of the bodies have been drifting out, and some of them are so decomposed now that they're having trouble recognizing them. And it's just sad, so sad.
It is sad.
But, you know, I know you got other things to talk about, but I really enjoyed your guest that you had on. And on the plane, they have searched thousands of miles underwater without even a single trace, right in the area where they supposedly heard all these ping, ping, ping. And I'm telling you, I still believe that plane is in Iran, and we will see it again. Woe is us.
You know what? Who knows, Dan? Really, it's a crapshoot. I agree with you on this. We're never going to see that plane. And if it shows up like that, wow. You would be like the best foreteller of the future that I can possibly think of.
I wouldn't want that honor, to tell you the truth, Dave.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
you wouldn't.
I'm going to let you go, but I love you.
All right, Dan, thanks. I'm glad you called in about our guest. He was terrific. We kind of moved him around there. But Jan Scruggs, we'll let you hear that again at some point on America Tonight, because we want to make sure people got a sense of the importance of this guy who doesn't even care about being important. He's the one who created the Vietnam Wall. He's the one that pushed and cajoled and made that happen. He's the one that now is having a center built around it. And you heard, if you were listening to that conversation, what he wants to do to honor the fallen in Iraq and Afghanistan, which that's like 6,800 people. They're going to read everybody's name from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night on May 24th. How wild is that? And I say how wild is that because it's about time. We haven't had that happen. There have been people that have been honored. There's been parades, certainly, in a lot of local venues. People in those communities that have lost soldiers have absolutely done that. And there have nationally, there has been on different shows announcing names. We've talked about some of the soldiers, but not to that level, not where you're just going off all the names of everybody in those two different wars. And I applaud Scruggs for doing that. And he doesn't want any of that. He wants people to be aware. And what a terrific guy. I mean, what a terrific guy. I would love to take the show. Next time we take the show back to Washington, we're going to talk to him again. And we're going to get even more on that center and the efforts to really push that, because it's taken a decade, as he said, in planning and the faces that they're going to show and all that stuff. I mean, bravo. Hats off to him, for sure. Not enough is done to recognize the fallen. Not enough. And individually, but not collectively. To have everyone mentioned in the one breath, I think, is absolutely fantastic. Coming up on America Tonight at the tail end of, we're not at the tail end. If you stay with us flying into our next hour, you'll get to hear the attorney's reaction to the Supreme Court's Michigan affirmative action ban and what all that actually means, because there's some misconceptions, I think, with that. So the decision of affirmative action really is up to the people, is what the Supreme Court's saying in the decision. It's up to the states. And so it's been upheld. But the ruling says the state has the right to determine whether racial preferences can be considered in college admissions. So now this also opens the debate and the floodgates in a lot of states. I mean, there's some that already have a ban. There's seven different states, but look at the rest of the map. So imagine those kinds of conversations that are going to start to take place. Sonia Sotomayor had the 58-page dissent that was, by the way, longer than the combined length of the four opinions in support of the outcome. And pretty much in a nutshell, when she read it out loud, she said, without checks, democratically approved legislation can oppress minority groups, and says this will trample the rights of minorities, even though the amendment was adopted democratically. And this is the kind of conversations I think that, well, I don't think, I know, are going to take place in these other states by leaving it up to the states. So the Supreme Court upholds a controversial law that either has people saying bravo or saying, wow, are you kidding me? So now the battle goes back to the states. Isn't that interesting? As somebody who always says, too often we have federal laws that really should be left up to the individual states. That's exactly what is happening here in this one. And it could affect a lot of people that are applying for colleges coming up here pretty soon as to what are the numbers. Are they doing the affirmative action thing? Are they counting minorities? What are the point systems that they have in play? So this has a rippling effect, without a doubt, across the country. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.